what frustrates you? 2 weeks holiday in Benidorm or wherever, and you've arrived at your hotel and you realise there's no Wi-Fi. That would drive you nuts, would it? Let me speak to Jill Starley Granger. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Very much a travel and tech expert. Do you know, I have my holidays booked and I forgot to check if there's Wi-Fi in the facility that I'm going to. It would be a bit frustrating if there isn't. It'll also cost a fortune.
Yeah, it's infuriating, isn't it? Or is that, maybe that's just me. There was research by Trainline where they found that 35% of people they basically choose their hotel and their other holiday aspects based on if it has Wi-Fi. And I'm surprised it's that low because I don't know anybody who likes going on holiday and has no access to Wi-Fi or 3G or 4G. We all have to be connected now, don't we?
We absolutely do. Is there a possibility that by the time we go on holiday, roaming charges won't be as expensive? And they're changing the law on that, aren't they? Would that help us with 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi, or is that only phone calls?
Okay, so that is only within Europe. It's happening soon. They're going to be reducing it, and I think it's only phone calls for now. And I think they might well be rolling in the data later. However, of course, we don't know what's going to happen with the Brexit negotiations. This is all within the EU law. So temporarily, at least, within the EU, once this comes in, I think it's going to be in the next couple of months this happens, some of those charges will be lower. But that's not the same as saying they won't exist. It's just that, you know, they will be a bit lower. There are some phone operators, though, that will allow you to roam using your normal package. So then it is just treated as if you're making phone calls at home. So, I mean, that's what I use. It only covers about 30 or 40 destinations. I don't want to really plug any specific phone operators, but because I'm such a tech junkie, I have to have my phone all the time. It has to be on Wi-Fi. It has to be on internet.
You see, I couldn't imagine lying by a pool somewhere for the best part of a week and not being able to browse and scroll and tweet and do all those things. I would start to get edgy and, you know, restless.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people find it really stressful. I think in the survey they found that around 50% of people feel more relaxed if they know that they have all of this available, including all of their travel tech with them, and that they can access the internet using their apps or whatever when they're on holiday. Now, for a lot of people, they say it's annoying, particularly when children are on the phone all the time and that, you know, you're on a family holiday. You want your kids to be engaging in the destination and to be talking with you. It is annoying when they're on their phone all the time. However, completely taking away all the internet access could be counterproductive. So you just have to structure it in the right way so that it's like, right, well, you can be on your phone for these times, and then in these times it's a phone-free zone.
But, Jill, it's not as relaxing as it used to be. I'm old enough to remember going on holidays where you did lie in the sun, you read the sun, and you put your, you know, your feet up on the deck chair, and you thought to yourself, ah, I couldn't care less what's going on at home. Everything is so peaceful here.
Yeah.
It's now go, 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 go. That can't be good for our psychic.
Well, you know, I think I'm a bit like that, isn't it? I go, go, go on holidays, and then when I come back, I feel like I need a holiday for my holiday. And that's when you take your staycation, isn't it? So add a couple of days on at the end to relax. But, I mean, obviously, you can still book your kickback and relax holidays. So maybe it's good to just mix them up. So you've got one just totally relaxing sort of beach break or, you know, a spa break once a year, and then your other holidays or your exciting sort of cultural city breaks or your road trips. So, yeah, I mean, it may not be good for your psyche, but I do think it's good for your psyche to experience new things. It's just good in a different way. It still gives you a sort of mental holiday, even though you're not having downtime.
Jill, you're selling it to me very well. Pleasure speaking to you, girl. Thank you. Thank you.
With you.